views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. This is going to be a wonderful new beginning of a new series with my new co-host, Carlinia Springer. Welcome, Carlinia.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me here, Cornelia. Thank you.
Yes, I'm so excited for the next 6 months that you're on. I'd like to inform and let all of our listeners know that the next 6 months, it's always going to be the second Friday of the month that you're coming on and that you're going to be empowering, inspiring our audience with your message and all of the amazing juicy consciousness and tools and techniques that you're going to bring to the Living Heaven on Earth Cornelia Stephanie Show. And I'm so excited that you said yes. So welcome again to the show. But I want to tell the listeners again a little bit about you. So first of all, today's segment is called It's All About Connection. And you created Sacred Spaces. It's something that I've heard you talk about quite often. Sacred Spaces is a place where we share simple solutions to identify, understand, and address the pain of anger, depression, and helplessness. It's a place where listeners discover when we listen with compassion to our pain, the pain dissolves. Listeners can call in and receive guidance to help them shatter the lies and restore their self-worth. So that's really the Sacred Spaces segment that you created today. And I want to let our audience know and let our listeners know that they can call in to 1-800-930-2819 if they have something that they want you, Carlinia, to be able to help them move through. So the number is 1-800-930-2819. And I also want to say a little bit about you, your bio and your history. So you are the founder, Carlinia Springer is the founder of Destiny Embrace and creatress of Sacred Spaces Movement, a global awareness campaign empowering men, women, and children of African descent to take the time to make themselves a priority to be able to hear and heal their heart. Carlinia's passion is to help those of African descent embrace their intuition, shatter painful emotional realities, and use their gifts to make a difference in the world. And this is inspired by her own journey. She holds a BA in psychology. She's a soul-centered entrepreneur, a certified spiritual life coach, a member of the Black Belt Speakers, and co-author of Amazon bestseller, Live Your Best Life, featured on the Word Network. So this is an amazing skill set that you have, and you've worked really hard through your own journey, releasing some of the pain based on our conditioning. And that's now you're here to inspire and empower others to change their reality and let them know that it's all going to be okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So where do we want to begin today with identifying the pain? Identifying the pain. So, there's a lot of people right now that are finding themselves as you know, in our changing world, in our human evolution, in our changing world, things are changing. And they may be finding themselves in deep, deep emotional pain. And so part of your skills and what it is that you want to share with us today is how do we move past that, and how can we process that energy, process those emotions, and identify the pain. So that is, that's, I think, a great place to start. What would you say, giving us an example of that process?
Well, let's just bring it back home. Let's talk about a situation with maybe something somebody said to you, or you feel that someone did to you, and you're extremely angry about it, right? And maybe your initial, the initial conversation that you have with yourself is, that person did this, and that's why I feel this way, right? There's no resolution in that. So it's okay to express it, but there's no resolution in that, and there's just frustration. So what I know a lot of people who are experiencing these emotional disruptions, they really want to experience peace of mind. And so to begin to experience peace of mind, we have to pull what I call that projection, we have to pull it back. And we can begin right here, right now. So if you're in a place of sadness, pain, grief, anger, rage, whatever that is, I just invite you right here, right now, to take a nice deep breath. And right here, when you feel yourself in this space, this is a time to bring yourself back into this moment. And I just teach people what I, not the training that I've been through, but what I have actually personally been through that has working for me and that has helped me to create openings. And I literally would place my hand on my heart and just say, Carlinia, it's okay. It hasn't been easy. It's okay. So call yourself by name. Mm-hmm. And just let yourself know it hasn't been easy. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And where am I right now? I literally would do this. Okay, I'm sitting on my couch. There's a table in front of me. I'm touching it. I can feel that table. So what I'm doing is bringing my attention right back here in the present moment. In this moment, I'm not upset. I'm right here. I can see what's around me. I can see the ceiling. I can feel the floor. So we want to bring ourselves right back into this moment here. And once we're here, you can ask yourself, when is the earliest time I can remember feeling this way? So now it has nothing to do with that other person, because the feelings are inside of us, right? And when we begin to look and see, when is the earliest time that I can remember that I felt this angry or this upset? And then begin to ask myself, well, what happened? And the way I say it is, allow anger to speak uncensored. You may want that other person to hear you, but the truth is if you can't hear you, nobody else can. So what I discovered was that as I began to listen to myself, and I was in a real deep space of pain where I went into complete and total silence. And it was in that place that this process naturally came together for me. But I began to hear and allow the voices of anger and rage and sadness and grief and betrayal, all of these voices, I began to allow them to speak uncensored. And what I realized was that as the stories came up, I had compassion for that part of me that was like stuck in that circumstance. And I began to realize that the people outside of me were triggering a pain that was deep inside that I couldn't see. And as they triggered that pain, so we talk about identifying the pain, right? The pain is anger or sadness or grief, whatever that is. So as I pulled back the projection from focusing on them and asked myself, where did I experience this prior to this time right here? I was able to identify the pain, and literally, where did I feel that in my body? So sometimes your whole body may, you know, that just not feel good. For me, a lot of times it was just right here in my heart. other times for people is their solar plexus. It may be different for you depending on, you know, your level of sensitivity. But when we're talking about identifying the pain, and if you really want resolution, because everyone doesn't want resolution, right? But if you really are looking for peace of mind and for resolution, then I promise you this is the solution. You want to take it, you want to pull it back, because when you pull it back, that now has nothing to do with anyone else. And what happens is that you don't need anybody else in order to heal. It helps. It helps. And there are times in our journey where we really need somebody to pull us up out of a situation. But if we're in a place where we don't have someone, I want people to understand that there's always something that can be done about what you're experiencing.
Yes. I love what you said, that not everybody wants resolution, because that really is true. You know, like a lot of people, they say they want to live in peace, but do they really want to take the action of what's required to live in peace and make peace with the past, right? And so people will say, oh, you know, I wish the drama would stop, or I wish the pain would stop. When is it really going to stop? It's painful to take ownership of what you're talking about and pulling it back to you, because now you're sitting with it, you know?
Yes.
You're having to sit with it, and you're sitting there with it, and it's pain from your past. Something triggered this, and whoever the catalyst was, whether it was, you know, a lover, a boss, a parent, a toxic relationship. Sometimes the catalyst is somebody that is a friend of yours that may be triggering you and maybe bringing something up in you that is causing that awakening. I call it the inner bullet is going off, like a bullet, like boom, you know, like, you know, a bullet just went off, and like now all of a sudden I feel enraged, or I feel upset, or I feel hurt. And it's really being able to identify then the pain, like you said, and saying, wow, you know, taking a moment, like you said, put your hand on your heart, bring yourself back into the present moment, and make peace with that part.
Absolutely. So I see, do we have a minute? I don't know how long we have before.
We do.
Oh, okay.
We have about a minute before we go to break. But, but we're not really supposed to say that out loud.
Oh, I see.
Well, hey, we got to have some kind of fun. Today's
I know. This is my first time, so I'm learning.
Well, this is so great, you know, and it's all, you know, everything that we're experiencing here, it's like, you know, we're not perfect. We are here to make a difference and inspire and empower you to raise and elevate your vibration in your life so that you too can live in peace. And Carlinia is working on her website right now, putting her website together. And that is also a work under construction. And so you're gonna hear us in the coming days announcing that when that is fully ready and available for you. But right now you are offering sessions for people, a consultation for people, how they can get in contact with you as a free giveaway today. Would you let our audience know, the listeners know, how they can take you up on that free consult?
Oh, okay. So you can email me at the Metaphysical Mom. So that's the THEMETA Physical PHYSICAL Mom MOM. The Metaphysical Mom at gmail.com. And just in the comment box, the
subject line.
Thank you. In the subject line, you can just put discovery session, sacred spaces, and we'll get back to you and schedule a session.
Absolutely. Session. Yeah. And I encourage everyone that is looking for assistance to move through that, some of that pain, somebody that's going to be able to, a skilled professional that can assist you with moving through it, to take Carlinia up on her offer. And that is, email the metaphysical mom in the subject line, write sacred spaces, and take her up on that. So you're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We are talking about sacred spaces today and identifying the pain. And we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at CharleneHess.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Before we went to break, we were talking with Carlinia about identifying the pain, really being able to identify the pain and what you do in the moment when we find ourselves in the midst of turmoil. We're triggered, we're emotionally really upset or sad or angry or whatever it is. And now that we've identified it, now that we brought ourselves back to the present moment, we want to understand it. We want to understand the pain, right, Carlinia?
Yes.
We want to understand the pain, and we want to be able to connect the dots. So how would that process work?
Okay. So I always take people back to some of the things that I did, still do. If it's easy for you to write, I would say write, because you can actually journal, you can see. You can go back and you can look and you can connect the dots. The dots will be connecting themselves as you are allowing anger or rage or sadness, grief, the, these strong, buried feelings that we have, as you begin to just let them speak uncensored, you're going to begin to see some things that connect. And I'm talking about writing about the experience that you're having right here with whoever triggered that experience, and then going back to your earliest memory and writing about feeling that same way. And then you can come back. What other memory? Because what happens is, as you begin to talk about, allow grief to talk or anger or rage to speak, you're going to remember other times when you were feeling this way. So as you begin to write about it, when you stop, you can go back and you can look. This is where you can connect the dots. A very simple way would just to be to go back and circle words that you use that are the same, that talk about the emotion that you felt. Okay. Somebody said something to you and you got really, really pissed off. So if you see pissed off in more than one place, you know, that's a thread that goes through. But go back and see, well, what did I say? What happened right then that pissed me off? So for me, it used to be when I was ignored, and I didn't realize that. I'd get angry with my kids when they, you know, you call your kids and they don't respond at first. And I remember asking myself, why are you getting so upset? And as I began to look back, it was that I was being ignored. So in my relationship with my mom, I was ignored. And although I didn't realize that, because it seemed like she paid a whole lot of attention to me, I was never seen. I was never heard. And that pain in that space, who I really was being ignored. And I began to realize that different times, regardless of who came to engage me, whenever I was triggered, it really was because I felt like I wasn't important and I was being ignored. And that would set off what you call bullets, right? It would set that off inside of me. And so as I began to sit there in compassion and allow that part of me to speak, I didn't know it was going to happen this way. It just happened naturally that I began to feel compassion for the little girl that experienced that, for the teenager, for the woman, just me at different parts of my life. And so you may be experiencing, you know, something similar right now. And oftentimes we want the people that are closest to us, our spouse, our lover, our family member, our best friend, we want them to sit with us and to comfort us and to listen. But the truth is when we can't hear our own heart, nobody else can hear it. They're not even getting the real authentic us, because we don't know who we really are. And everything in my life had to break down to a point where I just felt helpless to control anything at all. And what I recognize now was that I was moved to a place where my heart was actually open. It felt broken. So you can say it was broken open, but it was open and I could not put up barriers anymore to defend or to protect myself against what I thought was, you know, some perceived pain that other people could do to me, right? And so when we begin to understand this process completely takes the focus away from whoever did whatever it is they did to us. Now, that doesn't mean that there are things that people do that don't need to be addressed in the moment. You understand? Because maybe someone is encroaching upon your boundaries and you need to do something to make sure that you're safe. So I'm not saying to do this and to ignore the reality of what is happening. As a matter of fact, I say you have to pay attention to the reality that you're experiencing and don't try to hide it, fade it, or fix it. Deal with it, face it. I saw an acronym for FAIR: face everything and rise. Meaning not necessarily outside of you, but when you talk about the pain, we're taught to move away from the pain and it hurts. So we don't want to move to it. But the truth is that when we allow ourselves to sit in it, we don't die. It may feel like we're dying. We don't die. And that pain begins to lift. And I came across, I remember in a time of one of my deepest experiences of pain, I came across a lady named Melanie Tanya Evans. And she was talking about it in terms of self-partnering as opposed to self-abandonment. And I saw I was already doing it. I had come across other people's sites and teachings, but a lot of them had to do with being a victim and remaining in that place and blaming other people. And she was the only one that spoke from a point of really being 100% responsible for your healing and disconnecting from toxic people. And one of the things that she said that she shared was to literally envision like a, I don't know if you call it a tornado, but if you can just imagine a stream of light coming down through the top of your head and going all through your body like a whirlwind. Once you identify that pain and it's picking up every piece of pain in you, and then you see it whirling around, and then you push it out, literally push it out. You're pushing it out of your head, out of your body, you're pushing it, you're getting rid of it. And I began to implement and to do those exercises. And I realized coming back, because a lot of times, you know, depending on the type of pain or abuse or whatever situation we've been in, if our body has been harmed in any type of way, we tend to disconnect from our body. And I didn't even know that it was so important to reconnect with our physical body. I used to think it's just the spiritual that matters. But we live in a physical world. So we have to be able to blend both realities in a way that we can produce results right here, right now. And when we begin to connect the dots and begin to see, well, you know what? Some people say, I keep dating the same type of man, same personality, different face, different body. But the one thing, and we all know it, is that we're the one factor that is the same in every situation. So no matter how many people we deal with, if we're having that experience and these people don't know each other, then it has nothing to do with them. They came to show us a pain buried so deep that we couldn't see, that they bring it to the surface to help us heal.
So beautifully said, Carlinia. So beautifully said that the explanation of connecting the dots and really retiring the victim in all of us and taking full ownership and responsibility for our own self-healing, because really that's where our evolution is calling for us to heal and release our karmic past so that we can step into our greater humanity and our greater potential and do amazing things on this planet. But we can't do it if we're walking around and acting like victims and feeling like victims and feeling like the world is doing something to us, that woe is me kind of thing. And so you really explained all that perfectly, because we really have to be able to, you know, be our own healer. Be our own healer, because all of us are capable of doing that. And it's like we're becoming our own midwives, our own shamans, our own healers. Our body is able to self-regenerate and self-heal. And we're just talking about allowing the process. And when we look over, you know, people just have been afraid to really feel that much pain.
Yes.
They've been afraid to feel that much pain. But you know what I always say my mantra is feel it to heal it.
Yes.
Feel it to heal it. And the pain isn't going to be any greater than the pain you're in right now by avoiding it.
That's it. That right there, that's it. And it doesn't feel that way. And we're not trained and conditioned to walk towards the pain. We're just trying to suck it up, deal with it, put our game face on and keep it moving.
Yeah.
But people are walking around broken. And when you have, I just saw some statistics that I think it's within the past year or two in the U.S., we have the highest rate of suicide among youth and adults between the ages of 10 and 34.
Where did you see that statistic at?
I have it. I will get it for you.
You did it for me because, you know, that's my one of my shticks is, you know, because I was a suicidal soul. So I've overcome that myself. You know, I've been clean from suicide, I should say, for the last 20 years. So I'm just saying, as a suicidal soul, to know that when we want to commit, when we want to take our own life, we want to act on that emotion because we want out. We just really want out, right? And we don't have to kill ourselves. We just have to kill the feeling, kill the, you know, we dive into that pain and really look at what it is about for us. So, but I definitely want to. I want to get that statistic from you because as we are moving into 2019 and educating and empowering more people to say yes to life and really dive into the pain and heal themselves and move through that. And that is heal depression, heal the betrayals, heal the abandonment, heal the victim consciousness, heal the shame, heal the sadness, heal all of it so that we can come and create a better world and build a foundation of love and peace that we all are capable of doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Carlinia. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and Carlinia and I are on fire. We are just like so in our passion and in our joy with this conversation because that's the work
that we're here to do, and that is to assist people in embracing their humanity. And part of that humanity piece is really embracing our pain. In a world where it feels like, oh my God, everything is chaotic and there's just so much chaos and there's so much turmoil. And I just want to invite you all. I created a course called The Keeper of the Garden, and you are the keeper of the garden. And in a world where it feels increasingly tense and chaotic, it's more and more important to reconnect to what matters, and that is your own inner peace. So I want to tell you about what it is that you can experience through the Keeper of the Garden course. It's $21. It's a dollar a day. It's a 21-day audio e-course that for less than 10 minutes a day will assist you in being the Keeper of the Garden and taking responsibility for being the peace that you want to see in the world. So be part of the solutions and bring peace to your body, to your life, and to your community, and give the gift that keeps on giving. Over the next 21 days, you will be shifting your paradigm so that you do not need to take your karmic past into the future with you. With your willingness and the guidance of this course, you will be identifying and releasing anything from your life that holds you back. Any negative emotions, such as anger, resentment, sadness, shame, that keeps you from living in peace and joy. Every day for the next 21 days begins with an expression of gratitude, all in the comfort of your own home. You are the keeper of the garden, the inner garden created by you. This experience will change your life. You will be amazed at how wonderful you feel making peace with your peace. You choose to seed your garden with love. And through this 21-day audio process, you will first pull out some of the old weeds, the negative thoughts, the beliefs, and the emotions, clearing away the brush from the old world. And soon you will see the most beautiful garden blooming from the inside out. Your body healthy and vital. You are rewriting the story of your life. And so I'm inviting you to go to my website at corneliastephanie.com. There is a tab that says The Keeper of the Garden. It's $21 to support you in achieving peace every single day for 21 days. And if you are a CEO of a company, then purchase this gift for your employees. You can text me at 360-941-5783 for group rates, so that you can, there's no greater gift that we can give to each other than the gift of peace, right? And for our goal is, when we sell 1 million copies of this course, $1 million is going to be donated to our favorite children's charity. And that is because there's so many children out there that need our help. And with the support and foundation of this course, $1 million will be donated. So I'm asking all of you to purchase the course for yourself, purchase this for your family and your friends, and assist us in reaching our goal of selling 1 million copies so we can donate $1 million to the Children's Foundations. And so before we went on break, Carlinia and I were talking about the identifying the pain, the emotional pain, and then being able to connect the dots. When we were on break, Carlinia was telling me on break, a lot of times I wish we could just make our breaks live, because the juice that we talk about there is really awesome. Tell us what you were telling me about the woman that was hanging herself or committing suicide.
Oh, okay. So this past weekend, I have a partner and we have a facility called the Peacock House. So we support small business owners that want to make a difference in people's lives. We had a Dream Big event and I spoke about sacred spaces, and I highlighted some of the challenges that we're facing in the world today. The bullying, the children. I told that statistic about the young people 10 through 34. Actually, I just saw something on my phone that said it's the third leading cause of death in the United States for young people between the ages of 10 and 24, third leading cause of death. But I was sharing that, and a lady that was in attendance she came up to me and she said, you know, like, this is, this issue about suicide is very dear to me, and bullying, because my granddaughter, who is 10 years old, just within the past couple of weeks, tried to hang herself in the school bathroom, 10 years old. And what I was hearing with Cornelia is oftentimes when we hear this conversation in the media, it's a victim conversation. And I think a lot of times people really, they don't know what to do, because I'm not hearing the conversation that I'm having here with Cornelia. I'm not hearing that conversation being had. And I want to work with, you know, through sacred spaces with children who have experienced or are experiencing bullying, but also the kids who are doing the bullying, because they're having something going on with them as well. They're acting out these voices that we push down and don't give voice to. And the kids need a place to be heard uncensored. And what naturally happens is, as you begin to self-partner, as Melanie Tanya Evans calls it, and hear these voices, you begin to fill the empty spaces naturally. People can't hook into you. They can't say something and you get triggered. That's because the reason you're getting triggered is because there's pain sitting there that you either haven't identified or you're not even aware of. But when we talk about understanding the pain, if you understand that this is the nature of reality, when people show up outside of you and they trigger something in you as violent as rage or anger, or something as that takes you down, like grief or helplessness or hopelessness, that's actually a signal, an indicator that there's a wound that you need to attend to, something that's been festering that hasn't been attended to, and it needs to be brought to the light of day, because underneath that pain is actually wisdom.
Carlinia, you are so in your passion and you are so in your zone of genius with sharing this gift and helping thousands and thousands of people by the wisdom that you're sharing, because every single word that you're speaking is absolute 100% truth. I completely 100%. I teach the same things that you're talking about. So hearing it articulated like this, it's just like, yes, 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 bam, bam, bam. It's so true. And this work is so needed in the world, because what I love what you said about the bully also needs to be addressed. And the bully was bullied. Bully was bullied, right? When the bully is only, I just got the chills. The bully was bullied in his upbringing, his or her upbringing, in his or her family. The bully didn't receive the love. And so the bully is just acting out to try to get attention and to try to get that love. And thank you for wanting to address the bully. That is like me wanting to address the shooter. Like when the shootings take place and there's a shooting where they're going to go in and all these children are shot, and somebody, you know, and goes in and pulls the gun and wants to shoot everybody. In our media, what the media always says, it's a mental health issue. What they're not saying is that it's an emotional issue. There is a wounded child that is acting on his emotions rather than killing himself or herself. They want to put that anger, put that pain, put that, kill other people because they want out. And generally when there's a shooting, they kill the people and they kill themselves too. So it's because they're acting out in that emotion. And that's what makes people want to commit suicide. It's happened to me, because that's the reason why I wanted to commit suicide, is to take myself out of that pain. And once I really got to the core root, that pain, underneath all that pain, is that I hated myself. I hated myself. I didn't love myself. And I just, as a sensitive empath, I also feel other people's emotions. Yeah. And so can you imagine all these unprocessed emotions of this crazy toxic soup that we're swimming in? Emotions that are not being talked about. And if we don't know what to do, thank you for saying, identify the pain, understand the pain and connect the dots, teaching people how to do this transformative work,
so that they can heal themselves, because it's possible, and you don't have to take your own life, and you don't have to take somebody else's life.
So many times I remember when I was in what I would call, what people would look at me and they would say that was depression. And I say it was a pressing down into the realm of spirit, because that's where the healing occurred. But I also had years of work to heal myself before I accessed the level of pain that almost took me out. Mm-hmm. So I thought that all of the work, all of the healing, all of the personal work I had done was for nothing. But I can look back and see, if I didn't have that to hold on to, I would have never uncovered the pain that almost took me out. That wanted me, I didn't get to the point where I wanted to commit suicide, but I did have the thought that I
you
can't
were close.
Anymore. Yeah.
You were close.
I can't do it anymore. Like, you got to show me something, God.
Yeah, you had to fully surrender.
Surrender, yes.
You had to fully surrender. And, you know, like the depression, like what you just said, you had that was like, it's so I wrote a book on anger too. And my thing about anger is that depression is anger turned inward. So when people are severely depressed, they are paralyzed, because now they are paralyzed and now they're sitting on the couch depressed and they can't move. Now they have no life force, because the depression, that life force energy is in their root. And it's paralyzed. It's anger. So I usually say, when people are depressed, you know, I'm depressed, I can't. I usually try to trigger. Let me see if I can prod and get some triggers going here in you, so that I can get you really, really pissed off. Because I want to get you pissed off. Because now, when we take that depression that's down here in the root, and we're going to get you all riled up, move that anger up into your solar plexus where it belongs, your power center, right? And not to get angry and go shoot and kill people, but to look at what that anger is about, because underneath that anger, there is a truth. I feel powerless. I feel powerless. I feel powerless. I feel powerless. I can't do something about this, right?
Yes.
You know, I have to share, you know, quickly. When I felt really, really enraged was when I had a man move into my house. I was renting out a room, and I had a man move into my house. He passed all the background checks and everything. And he came in, and he was living there for about like a week, for a week. My roommate and I started feeling really uncomfortable with him, his presence and his energy being there. And she came to me and she goes, I really don't want this guy here. I feel uncomfortable with him here. And I said, me too. I'm going to have him move out. And so he's 6'5" or something like that. So I'm 5'2". And so I go to him and I walk up to him and I look up to him and I said, hi, you know, Ken. I go, you know, it's really not going to work out for you. It's not going to work out to stay living here. I'm going to really need you to move out. And he looked down at me. He looked down at me and he said, you can't make me. You can't make me. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, girl? Can you imagine? I mean, he said, talk about a bullet.
Yeah.
Okay. Seriously, you know, talk about a bullet that literally is going to go off inside of me. Can you imagine? He said, you can't make me. I mean, every bullet in my body was going off at that time. I just felt like a huge rush of rage that was coming over me. And I'm looking at this man stand over me saying that I can't make him. Talk about feeling powerless. So because I was in the middle of writing my book, Peace, The Flip Side to Anger, right?
Yes.
I'm realizing, oh, okay, this is one of those opportunities. So I didn't respond. I didn't respond and call him all kinds of names and whatever, and completely, completely emotionally barf on him. I excused myself and I looked at him and I said, well, we'll see about that. And I walked away, and then I went into my room, and that's when I went into my spiritual anger management room. And I had my breakdown. I had my breakdown. And that's when I said, you know, oh my God, I feel powerless. This guy, you know, he's saying I can't make him, and now we're going to play this game. But me as a woman, I felt like he had the upper hand, and that now, you know, I felt victimized. He's in my house and I can't do anything about it. So once I released all that powerlessness out of my physical body and all that energy out of my physical body, once I released all that, I sat down then I go, okay, Cornelia, now what do you want? Because I'm in my private chambers and I go, okay, yes. what do you want, right? And I go, I want him to move out. And then I go back, but I didn't go back from a place of victim. I released that energy and I went back and I went to him and I go, you know what, Ken, you are going to have to move out. And I stood there empowered and I'm with my voice and my power. And like, I claimed my energy. I claimed that. I turned it around and I said, you are going to have to move out. And the tables turned and he was like, well, you're going to have to give me my money back and you're going to have to. And I go, sure. Yeah. You know what? You can have your money back. You can have it. But no, you're moving out.
Yeah. And that right there, that's what happens. You have so much power. Oh, my goodness. You know what? One of my mentors described, people have many different descriptions for power. But power is the ability to control your environment and your circumstances. And you didn't go begging, pleading, yelling, raging. You pulled your power back and you stood in it and he collapsed. That's what, when I was talking about understanding the connection, people are showing us what is going on deep inside of us. So that fear and trepidation and all of that, that big 6'5" man, all of a sudden he begins to behave in that same way that you were feeling some hours or a few minutes prior, right?
Yeah, and you know what I called the chapter in the book, because I was in the middle of writing a peace book and I'm going, oh my God, how can I be in peace in my sanctuary, in my house? I called that chapter in the book is called Mad Dad in the House. Mad God, Mad Dad in the House, right? Because it's like I got, and it reminded me of, it's no different than if we're overseas and the Taliban comes into a village and pulls their machine guns out and rapes all the women and children. Because I felt like this guy moved into my house, my sanctuary. Now you're trying to rob me of my peace, but yeah. I'm not going to come at you with the same way that you're coming at me, because what you're trying to do is bully me. And I got that and I see that. And now I'm going to come at you with wisdom and empowerment, not weapons. And I didn't act like a victim. I took responsibility for my emotions. I didn't barf on him. I went and excused myself and I came back later and I said, no, this is where it is. And I didn't have to call the police. I didn't have to go through a system and do all these things and create all this toxic drama. And within the next few days, he was moved out. I gave him all his money back. I claimed my power. After he moved out that morning, I sang a song. I sang a song. Girl, I sang a song. And I, you know, danced, yes. Sang a song. And it was like, hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. That's, you know what? If people could really learn that, learn how to use your mind, learn how to think outside. Think really is using your imagination on your behalf instead of against yourself, right? So that no matter what your circumstances look like, no matter what it looks like, you know that within you is the ability to make, master, and produce anything. And you don't need the police force. The police could have come at you like that, right? I want Black people to know this because we see it on TV all the time.
Yes.
People are getting shot. They're getting shot in the back, hands up. What did I do?
Yes.
Still getting shot. But we haven't been taught how to use our minds, how to shut down what looks like outside opposition from within us. And if we get that, if we can teach people how to think, how to clear some of these emotions so they can create a space to think and create. You said, what is it that I want? I want this man out of my house. That's what I want. If you ask most people what they want, they can't tell you. They're just fighting against circumstances and they keep running up against walls. And they're protecting their hearts behind these brick walls. I know, because that was me. So nobody can hurt them. But the disconnection is the greatest pain. And I remember in that space of pain, there would be times when I would look at myself in the mirror and I would just talk. And I would let the pain speak because I didn't feel like writing. When I wrote, it was like too much. And so I would speak. But at a certain time, the part of me that was hurting would stop speaking and wisdom would come through. Right? When wisdom began to come through, it began to teach me. And so I was like, oh my God, I can stand up, have a conversation with myself and learn something. Yeah, when you begin to clear that pain, and a lot of times I would stand there looking at myself and I would say, and I wouldn't even know why. This wasn't even when I was in my deepest pain, but it saved me in my deepest pain. It was like, don't you dare give up. So there's somebody that's listening to this or listening to a replay and you're thinking about giving up. And I'm telling you, don't give up. We need your stories.
That's
it. If you have a child or a family member, a friend that is experiencing bullying or wanting to take their lives, you need to tell your story because there are other people that are suffering in silence.
They need to call you. They need to call you, the metaphysical mom. They need to call you at the metaphysical mom and take you up on this consult. There's many of sources of resources that people can connect with. Go to the metaphysical mom in the subject
at gmail.com
and contact Carlinia. Also go to my website at corneliastephanie.com. Purchase the Keeper of the Garden course for yourself. And Carlinia, I want to be on stage with you, on a large stage with you. I want you and I to be speaking and talking and high-fiving and supporting people in a large way. I thank you so much for tuning in today, for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Thank you so much for being part of this tribe and bringing your message. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.